Stay tuned at the end of the show to learn how to figure out if my friend Angela Watson's 40-Hour Workweek Club is right for you. An Australian math classroom with iPads. This is episode 93.
The 10-Minute Teacher Podcast with Vicki Davis. Every weekday, you'll learn powerful, practical ways to be a more remarkable teacher today.
It's Wonderful Classroom Wednesday, and today we have somebody that I have grown to admire from afar. Tom Davidson from Australia has been someone that I've worked with on our Mad About Mattering project this year, and his zest for innovation and all that he does with his students is just awesome. So, Tom, today we're taking a tour into your classroom. Tell us about some of the things you're doing in your classroom that have you excited.
One of the things I'm doing at the moment that I'm finding really exciting is our exploration using our Explain Everything sign on the iPad. What we're doing that, it's mainly maths. It's focused around our maths. I got to a point in my teaching where I wanted the students to be able to reflect on our investigative processes further and how could they demonstrate to me their reflections as opposed to just writing things down on paper. So what I do is in my classroom, when we go through, and the process that I go through is I find a question. For instance, one of the problems I had, they had to prove that half base times height of a triangle, the area of the triangle, is half a rectangle or half a quadrilateral. I set a success criteria for them that they need to use a certain amount of language and certain amount of processes within the proof that they write down for me. We go through the process of what is area, how do they work out an area. They go through the manipulatives of making a triangle, cutting it up, trying to get into a quadrilateral. Then they have to explain to me as they manipulate it, record as they go. They use that to then create the proof of why that is so. At that point, they then have to go back and they need to reflect on what it is they're doing verbally using the mathematical language that I set. I use a process of reflection that I'm starting to move towards. It's called the solo taxonomy, coming out of a lot of it comes out of New Zealand with Pam Hook is a big exponent of it. And Edu Wells, if you ever follow Edu Wells online, he's wonderful. The process that we go through at this point is when they're finished, they mark it off on a sheet saying that they're where they are. They then move on to uploading that onto Seesaw, another app that I use that allows us to then share with the community. The students can reflect on each other's work and see whether they've met the criteria, so we're getting the feedback, getting good quality feedback directly back to the students. The final point that we get to, which is where I've been going lately, is using the augmented reality app, Aurisma. What we do is they have their work, we make copies of their work and some of their proofs. We then have a display in the classroom, again, to display their work. We then make and the students attach it via a trigger photo that we set up. They then download from Seesaw, they download their Explain Everything that they have uploaded onto one iPad, mainly my main class iPad. We then set the trigger up so as they scan across the display wall, their Explain Everything comes up on their photos. Mm. And it's set in reality. So as you move it along, it stays where it is, attached to that particular trigger photo. And so when the parents come in, they scan and they can see their students' work, not only just their paperwork, their bookwork that I have up on the wall as a display, but also they have their voices and their Explain Everything and their explanation of what they're doing.
Tom, this just sounds like so much, like it would overwhelm some teachers. Back up and tell us, what grade and do all your kids have iPads?
Yeah, look, the way that I work is that we have, it's grade six, and we're in the Australian school system, so stage three is grade six. I don't have one-to-one because the way that I work is the students are working independently through this, so I will be sitting with a group of about eight iPads. Some of the students will be moving ahead and working their way through the task, and then which allows me then to be able to sit down with a smaller group of students to be able to help them and assist them and work their way through those students who are struggling a little bit, so I can sit down and give them the one-to-one that they need, while the others, and then which then allows me to focus there. The students with the iPads can then start moving ahead. So it allows for that differentiation within the classroom.
So how long did it take you to get to this workflow? I mean, this seems like so much. Was this easy for the kids to learn? Was this easy for you to learn as their teacher?
Yeah, look, I've already explored using different technology. I've done something similar with Explain Everythings down to year one, which is 6-7 year olds, where it's one of my desert island apps. It's an app that I believe any grade can use at any time. With the recording, it's easy as pressing a button and they can talk. Like the Explain Everything is a workflow that I've been doing. It takes it easy. Well, it's something that I'm also expanding throughout the school. We're having most of the grades are beginning to start using Explain Everything with different sets, smaller sets of iPads that we have throughout the classroom.
So what do you think the biggest mistake is that you have made as you follow this procedure where they're working their math problems in Explain Everything and then eventually they reflect and they put it in Seesaw? Is there any part of this that's really hard or that you want to improve?
What I really like about Seesaw as well is, and that's what I really believe, is if it's too hard wasting my time, I don't have time. So I need apps that work and work well. Seesaw is one that does, another one that works exceptionally well. And I've picked that up this year and we found it incredibly easy for the kids to be able to pick up and use. What I have been missing and where we haven't gone is trying to get more people to get in, like have a wider audience. And that's something I need to pick up on to look at the quality, because that almost dramatically improves the students' work. Because we, as a teacher, we're never satisfied with what our kids can produce. Mm-hmm. Having the technology ready, knowing it yourself, knowing what it can do. We do have a few problems with Explain Everything. Often the kids want to go further than what it's capable of, like moving backwards and forwards throughout slides. And sometimes the editing can be a little bit tricky on the go. But once the students realise that it's just and get familiar with it, and the familiarisation with Explain Everything is probably one of the things they need to get going. But the difference I've noticed between the my year ones to my year sixes is that the year sixes try to go further than what it's actually the app's capable of.
Well, that's a good problem, I would think. So, Tom, as we finish up, how could a teacher get started with using Explain Everything in their classroom in math?
Pick it up and run with it and let the students have a go. It is intuitive. It's having a plan, having a success criteria for the students so they know what they need to do and what they need to record and what you're looking for when you go into that lesson and go into that lesson sequence. That is probably the most crucial part. So they have a framework of what and a scaffold to what they that what do they know what you're looking for.
So remarkable teachers, we've taken a tour into Tom Davidson's classroom. He has an awesome workflow for math and really doing some exciting things with it. So I hope you'll check out these apps. Also in the show notes, I'll include links to some of our previous shows that we've done on Seesaw. That seems to be one that's very popular right now that lots of folks are discussing. So I just challenge you, tell us about your wonderful classroom. Tweet me and tell me what you're doing. I'd love to hear it. This month, Angela Watson's 40-Hour Workweek Club will open up for membership, and she only has 2 open cart times a year. Now, I've been participating for a year, and I have learned so much about classroom efficiency, but it's not for everybody. So I've got a link for you to a quick quiz that'll help you understand if the 40-Hour Workweek Club would be right for you. Just go to www.coolcatteacher.com/quiz and take the quiz to see if the 40-hour work week is right for you.
Thank you for listening to the 10-Minute Teacher Podcast. You can download the show notes and see the archive at coolcatteacher.com/podcast. Never stop learning.